Please welcome Henry Schaufuss.
Well, I brought a picture with me of a friend of mine and her two pups, Bonnie and Clyde. They're pretty young, but they're already embarked on a life of crime. They're a little older now. They've had years of experience. They're hardened criminals. But my story is not about Bonnie and Clyde. It's about, that was just for openers. It's a little more serious, but it's a story. It's about a fella named Clarence Earl Gideon, and his story is worth telling. They even made a film about it. The film is called Gideon's Trumpet, and his story goes back about 50 years. To the early 1960s, when he was living in Panama City, Florida. He was an obscure, middle-aged man at that time. And living in Panama City, a small coastal town on the northern Florida panhandle. And he was accused of breaking into and robbing a local pool hall of a few dollars in coins and some other miscellaneous items. And he just happened to be in the area, in the general area at the time it happened. He was completely innocent. He never did it. But because he was in the area in the wrong place at the wrong time, he was arrested and had to stand trial. And in court, he could not afford an attorney. The judge refused to appoint one for him, didn't have to do it at that time, so he wound up having to defend himself. And he was able to do this because he had been in court before on some other minor offenses. But his defense was only fair to middling. He lost his case, and he was sentenced to the Florida State Prison for 5 years. And in prison, he started going to the prison library, and one fine day, while studying the U.S. Constitution, he came across a clause that said, if you're arrested and have to stand trial for any reason, you are entitled to representation or counsel. Well, he never had any representation or counsel, so what happened to him was unconstitutional. So at that point, he stopped reading, and he started writing. He wrote a letter. And guess where he sent it? He didn't go through channels or the chain of command. He went right to the top, sent his letter to the Supreme Court of the United States in Washington, stating his case. And when it got there, it was screened by a young law student who felt it had merit. So he showed it to the Chief Justice, who agreed with him. The Chief Justice took it and showed it to the other members of the court. They discussed it. They voted on it. And they passed a new law, and Clarence Earl Gideon was released from Florida State Prison, went back to Panama City, where he had to stand trial all over again to determine if he was actually guilty or innocent. Same court, same judge, same charges, same everything, except for one thing. This time, he had an attorney, one of his own choosing. And he was offered two high-powered attorneys, the best that money could buy, by the Supreme Court free of charge. But he turned down that offer. He wanted a local man, a fellow named Fred Turner, who he was acquainted with and who he knew was very good at his job. And Mr. Turner was good at his job. He knew the territory, and he knew the good guys from the bad guys. And when he had them up on the witness stand, he found the holes in their stories quickly and very easily won the case. And Clarence Earl Gideon walked away a free man, and the course of the American criminal justice system was forever changed. True story.